Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian about how the road department deals with winter weather. Drivers and people need to be ready for when the weather does hit, especially on those gravel roads. And what are some tips for drivers out there when it comes to the winter weather and when it comes to being safe on the roadways?
The main thing is just for drivers to be aware that of the weather conditions. Pay attention to your local radio and news sources as they give, you know, more local conditions more frequently. And, you know, be aware of that, the situation, and slow down and eliminate distractions. It doesn't matter what type of road surface you're on, paved or gravel. Both of them are going to be slick, possibly at different times throughout a storm event. But, you know, eliminating distractions, slowing down, driving appropriately for the conditions, and, you know, being aware of your surroundings. Those are the things we like to communicate to drivers this time of year.
What do you do here to, I'd say, get prepared for the winter weather and get prepared for the winter conditions?
Well, getting ready for winter, which we've done a couple of times actually, since we really haven't had any weather events to speak of so far this year. So we usually start in October, mounting up our snow plows and our sand spreaders, and going through the hydraulics and the lights and all the emergency and safety equipment on them, and just cycling through them to make sure everything is working, replacing parts and things that need repaired. And we've actually done that a few times now, just because we've had a few instances where there was a chance of snow, and we've went ahead and put the equipment on before we head home for the weekend. And then before we take that off, we cycle through and double check all the equipment once again. On the graders, kind of the same thing, just making sure you're prepared for winter by greasing that machine. We're not using the graders as much this time of year, so they're sitting around a little more often, and just making sure they're ready to go out the door hydraulically and on all the other moving parts of the grader blade.
What can residents do if they come across the road and we had a storm that hasn't been cleared yet, or an area that maybe the road they feel is unsafe, a gravel road, something like that? Who do they contact? Who do they get a hold of to let you guys know so you guys can, you know, take care of that? Or what do they do if they, you know, have questions about a road and they want to call up? Do they call you? How do they find out so they know the proper way or the safe way to go on their normal route?
There's a couple of resources. One would be calling into our office. We always try to communicate to residents and travelers in Marion County that we're not on all 180 or 850 miles of road at one time. So go ahead and call us. We like to know what's going on out there. You know, we're doing our best to get around and get over everything. But if there are, you know, a drift completely blocking a segment of road, call and let us know. You know, we've kind of got primary in big storms where we're going to have instances like that. We've kind of got the primary routes that we're going to get open first and then work out from there. So call us and let us know. We'll definitely write those down, get them on a list, and get them out to our operators. The other resource would be the Marion County Sheriff's Office. Our phone number here is 641-828-2225. And that's the Marion County Road Department or Engineer's Office. And then the Sheriff's Office is 828-2220. The deputies themselves and dispatch, they contact us frequently about slick spots or roads that are drifted completely shut. And then we do our best to try to communicate that with the public by contacting KNIA and KRLS to get the word out there as quick as possible. Myself and my road maintenance supervisor, you know, we try to keep in constant communication and let the public know what our trucks are doing out on the paved roads.
So now, as the winter begins, 2017 will be coming to an end before we know it. I guess my next question for you is, you know, 2017, take the listeners through some of the accomplishments, some of the highlights, if you will, of the 2017 season, and what are you expecting for 2018?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, we had a early spring. So as far as maintenance work that our crews do around the county, we really got an early start on that. Frost came out of the ground in February. We were ditching and replacing culverts in February, and to date, we still are. You know, we haven't had a hard freeze and no frost to battle with yet in December, and we don't anticipate that until January. So we're going on 11 months here of ditching, culvert replacement, and things like that. So our maintenance crews have really prioritized getting rid of all the washouts where there's maybe a hole in the road because of a failing culvert. We've done a lot more of that this year. And then the ditching as well, that's something since 2015 with the flooding, we haven't been able to prioritize internally here. So we've done a better job of that. And as far as construction projects, we've talked on different occasions about what we've had going on. And to highlight some of those, the main project was our T17 project, excuse me, which was from Highway 92 to Pella, doing that overlay on that section by the Martin Marietta Quarry and then the elevator road portion immediately south of Knoxville. And then some other projects were some major patching we did on S-45, T-25. We did an overlay on what's the old Pella Road or Lisbon, just northeast of Knoxville. And then we finished our final phase of the G-40 project. That was through that series of curves between Pleasantville and Highway 14. So really good year for construction. We accomplished a lot with our own crews and with contractors. One thing I will mention is we've used up quite a bit of our farm to market and federal aid resources. And in the coming years, you'll start to see our overlay type work slow down a little bit as we try to build a balance for some bigger projects that we have in our five-year program.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.